Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching episode 201. And we're in Psalm 130 and verse 6. It reads, I wait for the Lord. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Waiting is clearly a theme here, isn't it? In verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits. In his word, I put my hope, and I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. Repeated. More than watchmen wait for the morning. There's a strong emphasis on waiting, which we talked a bit about yesterday. What kind of waiting is this? It's not an aimless waiting. It's waiting for something, like the watchmen are waiting for specifically the morning. And for the psalmist, of course, it's not waiting for some concept. It's waiting for someone. The Lord. I wait for the Lord. Not just his answer. Not just the solution. Not just perhaps the forgiveness we've talked about earlier and the mercy that he's asking for, but he's waiting for the Lord. Verse 7 also, put your hope in the Lord, where the Lord is unfailing love. And this is about a personal relationship. Doesn't it make all the difference when you know who you're waiting for and why you're doing the waiting? It's an interesting image that the psalmist uses about the watchmen waiting for the morning. It's not something that translates to most of our cultures particularly strongly, but just you have to imagine that in those days, perhaps a city surrounded by a wall or some kind of barrier to the outside world, to the enemies, there were watchmen detailed to watch all night for the enemies. And of course, in those days, no strong torches, no searchlights. Very difficult to stand there on the walls, looking out into the dark all night, knowing that at any moment an enemy might approach, an army might approach, and some implement, a stone or an arrow might be flying in your direction to kill you. It could be quite anxious, and you would want the morning to come so that you can see what's going on and presumably go back to bed. It's tough staying up all night like that, but they had a reason. And they had a reason to wait. They knew the morning was coming. When my son was much younger, he contracted meningococcal septicemia. We rushed him to hospital. The doctors gave him a 50-50 chance of living or dying. He was in a very desperate state for about 48 hours. As you can imagine, neither my wife nor I slept much those nights. We stayed awake with him, hoping for the morning. Just give us one more day, God. Take us to the morning. We were eager for morning to come. Fortunately, it did. God was merciful on us and on him. He's still with us today, and I'm so thankful. But I remember those nights. I remember longing for the time to go and the morning to come, waiting for, in a sense, hope. And I think that's what's in the heart of the psalmist here. Please, God, bring your hope and bring it soon. As Kidner says in his commentary on this psalm, night may seem endless, but morning is certain and its time is determined. Psalm 30, his anger lasts only a moment, his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. we have a hope coming. Romans 8:25. If we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Patiently. We know God cares. Therefore, by faith, we watch and we wait. We keep praying. We keep laying our requests before the Lord, because he is the one who can give us his hope, who can give us his strength, who can give us, in verse 7, his full redemption. Let's pray with that spirit today. Until tomorrow, take care and God bless.